Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Just bless His name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand that provided. Great is oh great it's your faithfulness. Great. All needed thy hand I provided. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness. To thy faithfulness and hello. Oh great is thy faithfulness. Great thy faithfulness. More all need that thy hand that provide. Great. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider the world. I see the then sings my soul, then sings How great thou art. Then sings my soul. Attended my way, when soul like sea billows roll, water some denomination, this song, they only sing it when people die. I don't know if some of you saw it like that, but where I grew up, we only sing this song when people die. So one day I went to a certain church and I heard them singing the song, and I said, is it a burial ceremony? Because where I was coming from, it's only when people die they sing this song. And you see people cry, it is well. It is well. When they are carrying the cups with my soul, and it goes so well, you know. But it's not only when people die you sing such songs. Sometimes you go through challenges, you need songs like this. You know, we have this generation, we have plenty sounds, but if you want to feel like a Christian, there are some songs you just carry. They may be very old, especially hymns, and it helps your faith. Basic songs like, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shone. When we do His good will, He abides with us and with all who we trust Him. Trust and obey, trust and know, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. One day I was singing a hymn, and I think, was it Flora? I said, that's a Catholic hymn. I said, well, it's a hymn that makes sense that may I sing. I don't know what, you know, some of you tie a particular hymn to a denomination. If you check, the people that wrote these hymns were individuals. Yes, and the Orthodox, they sang it. Some of the Pentecostals too. I think everybody sings hymns, but it is known more for the Orthodox. They major more on them. That's why this, that all those days were saying, should we pay these people? They were not arguing with us, because them, they just carry their hymn book open to page 135. And they'll be singing their hymns. People are looking for who to come and lead hymn for you. But they have opened their own, they sing. You know, where I grew up, there's one old woman. She's the coded choir mistress of the church. During all services, she said, as we want to receive communion, she said, open to hymn book page. Everybody's singing. Amen. So hymns are powerful, and you know, that is why when they were shouting, this should we pay, should we not pay, blah blah blah, they were wondering who does that kind of thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. If I were, we grew up, they didn't even take music that serious. They just felt like, you know, you tell them you need double sub, they say for what? How many of you grew up in churches that they have committee for sound? That they create committee for sound. Like, before you go and buy sound, they'll create a committee. So MD will follow, I'll be caretaker, instrument caretaker will follow the committee. They'll be pricing to be sure you know what you're saying. How much is that speaker? 2 million. For what? What of this one? 250. Buy that one. I think it's just for sound to come out. That's all. Hallelujah. They majored on the majored and minored on the minored. Minor. And we're not saying music is wrong. For we now, we understand music to be a ministry. That is why we want to make sure we give these people the best. Are we together? The only mistake they are making is that after they've learned and become the best, they now think, you know, some of them say, we learned, we suffered and we learned. Where did you learn? All of you, is it not church, you know music? Whether it's not this church, it's one church, you know music. Am I lying? All of you don't know how to sing. Is it from, they born you with music spoon? There was an MD that used to slap you and say, stop singing off every time. Most of you can remember one MD that has told you, stop singing off, you are off. Most of you don't like that MD. Every time person they sing off. Well, they cooked you until you are who you are. Then one day, and I say, I suffer to learn music. Where is your certificate? Some even keyboard, church, drum, church, everything, church. At the end, church will pay you. So you see the videos we do? 13 million. So that's why we go and charge for 5 million. It is because of the expenses. Masukaria. You know, I was listening, I was remembering a song this morning. This song that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. You know that song? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. See, some of you, as I'm singing this song, you are not interested. And some of you, when you heard it, you're like, wow, I remember that song. These songs were born from deep intimacy. Do you know the origin of this song? It was a missionary that went to preach somewhere in India. See, India? No, an Indian missionary that went to preach in another place. Was it South Africa also? So while he was preaching to these people, South Africa or India, some sort of, he now got to this village where they are very brutal. Very brutal people. And the king was very wicked. So one family inside the village now became born again. And he was excited. So the king became angry for somebody in that community to leave their God to follow Jesus. So he called the family out and said, renounce Jesus. And they refused. Guess what the king did? He killed the man's two boys and told the man, renounce Jesus. He now said, no turning back. The first thing he said was, I have decided to follow Jesus. They killed his two boys. And when he said renounce, he said, no turning back. They killed his wife. He now said, the cross be before me. He said, another cross behind me. He now killed the man. When they killed him, everybody in the village started crying because they don't understand, what did this man see that made him say they should kill his wife? They killed everything. He still said, I'm not turning back. Because of that, the villagers started making inquiry about Jesus. All of the villagers became born again, down to the king. This is what gave birth to that song. No song that somebody will put a chain and open his chest. Because my baba, he sing. I've been thinking it's gospel song. That's what we're paying you 5 million for. Some things the people do these days is embarrassing.
Go and research. People don't know that people died for this gospel. Many people don't know. They are not aware. Say, well, our ministry, you know, what is your ministry? You know, most of these young people who do this charging, you've not taken them into real-time ministry. That's why they are misbehaving. Carry one of them to Zaki Biam and keep him in the interior part and say, preach the gospel. They will faint. No tenacity. That's why you observe most preachers don't charge. You say preachers are jealous of singers because they are earning more. How can you think like a daft person? How can a preacher be jealous? Because they made these people. A preacher understands what ministry, an average preacher, most preachers understand ministry. Whether young or old, most preachers, they understand ministry. They know what it means to do ministry. And that's why you see that they don't care about these things. Most preachers, some are doing like that, but most, I can tell you, most preachers are not like that. Before a preacher will open his mouth to tell you an amount, that one probably, but most of them, maybe he just wants to vote. Okay, what do you think? Transport should be around 200, but just give 100,000. I'm telling you, that's how most preachers behave. Everyone wanted to bring the carries many years ago. Did it bargain transport? Pastor Simon, anything you can send, just send. That's what he told me. But if he's a singer, say, well, I can't take land, I'll do flight. Before they gave birth to that, Dr. Caris have been preaching. You know. So it's indiscipline. Go and carry mission videos of, let them sit down and watch missionaries. How they left their home. Some of them carry their wife and children, enter cities they never. There's one Baba that is preaching, I don't know that his name. He was describing how that he went to one village that they don't even wear clothes. I said, hey, Papa Isaac, something like that. When he came back from all the cave and the journey, he has gone and he's preaching now. When he's preaching, people will be crying. You know why they are crying? They don't understand their life. They thought they were Christian. He will just tell them story. The other time we went to preach, me and my wife and my three, we were going on the journey. And we climb hills to get to the village. You want flight. Somebody, him and his wife and children are climbing hills to go and preach. That's how he lived his life. So such a man now, you hear him talking, you hear church. You say, who say we should give him a many million? Tell him that in his life, he will never sing again in this place. That's what I'll promise you. One told this pastor of Kaduna, in Kaduna Living Faith Foundation, I will not call a singer's name. They called him. He said they should send a particular amount. Pastor, Living Faith Foundation, Living Faith Foundation, not Living Faith. I've forgotten his name. Such a popular man, very wonderful man of God in Kaduna State those days. But he's in Abuja now and several places. And when they brought the singer, the singer did not minister all throughout. When he was done, they gave him the money and said, you can go, since you want money. That's what they did. Then he knelt down and started crying. Why are you crying? Shall you say if you don't come, if they don't give you money, you'll not come. So when you came, they gave you your money, full time. They said, sit down, don't minister. After service, you can go. Well, I've given you what brought you. Go in peace. Then he started crying.
I will not do it again. I will not do it again.
See, what we are doing is so terrible. I wonder how Reinhard Bonnke will be thinking in the realm of the spirit. These people that gave their, as young men, Reinhard Bonnke was not more than 20 years when he stepped into Africa. Hope you know. That man stepped into Africa. He was following before he became in charge to start preaching the gospel. One of the first things that hit him was malaria. Spiritual malaria. Not normal malaria, oh. He entered a village, one of these African villages, they hit him with malaria from the spirit realm. He was in his room. How did he get the malaria? He just got water and drank. When he drank water, he entered his room, he covered himself, he could not, he was a woman. That's why you have to be a serious Christian. Tell somebody to be a serious Christian. A woman was praying. And she heard God say, intercede for Bongi. Then she began to intercede for him. She prayed hours for him. Then he felt a veil leave him. And suddenly, the malaria was lifted. That's how he got his healing. The woman called him later. Send a mail or whatever and told him, blah, blah, blah. So, what was happening to you? He now wrote to her, malaria, blah, blah, blah. This is how Christianity used to be those days. I don't know what we are bringing now. How do people get what I'm trying to say? She's not a pastor. She's a member in a church who had a good prayer life. God used her to save a young missionary in another city. This is what Christianity should be all about. Not your gain, your gain, your gain. Are you listening to me? There's no way you have a prayer life and bad things will be happening in your home. It's not possible. There's no way. You are praying every day, then wrong things happen to your home. Most of you, some of you sit there, you know you are the champions of your home. The reason why the last thing you were able to overcome it was because you were in that home. It's the truth. And because you were a serious Christian. You don't really see the importance of having a serious walk with God. If you think about it, it's so important. Do you know you'd have lost that your sister, that your mom, that your father, if you never had a walk with the Holy Spirit? Somehow God helped you. And they are cool. Even though they never thank you, you are happy they are alive. Because the enemy has come but to what? Steal. To what? And to what? Stop fighting the physical. The weapons of our warfare are not what? But they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. I told you in the first service in the tale, all of a sudden they say, kill all the firstborn because of Moses. Kill all the male sons because of who? Jesus. They want to get one person, they are killing nations. Many boys in that era lost their life because we were trying to get Jesus. I hope that's how you know, you are aware that's how Satan fights. Satan wants to get you, get people to betray you. It's not, if you think about it deeply, the betrayer is not the problem. He just wants to get your heart. That person he used for the betrayer is not the target. He just wants to use you. Judas was used. Judas was not the target. He was used. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He was just wasted. If Satan didn't want to get Jesus, Judas would have not betrayed Jesus. But because Satan wanted to get Jesus, he caused Judas to betray Jesus. See how he wasted his life, Satan, because he wanted to get Jesus. He got somebody to betray another person. That means sometimes when you face challenges even from people, it's because Satan is trying to get you. So he wastes those people around you. Many years ago, I had some kind of challenges in ministry. And I started feeling so bad in my heart. Now, why will I invest in somebody and the person is not behaving like this, blah, blah, blah. And the Lord spoke to me one day, I remember, before a Tuesday service while I was praying. He said, all of these folks were affected by Satan because he wants to get to your heart. He said, watch your heart. I'll never forget that service. Such a powerful Tuesday service. He said, watch your heart, Simon. It's your heart the devil wants to get. If he gets your heart, he has gotten everything. So I never allowed Satan to get into my heart. Else there will be bitterness. And I'll be plotting evil myself. Are you listening to me? I refuse to be affected by the inadequacies of others. Satan can bring wrong energy from people around to affect the quality of your person. He can do it. And that way you are victimized. You become a victim of the same circumstance. Somebody is trying to betray you and they got to betray you to a fair extent. Now that you discovered, you want to get back to them. Do you know that you guys are in the same vehicle? You know that you and that person are in the same situation? They betrayed you. You knew about it. You know about it. Now you are trying to get to them. So you see, the same birds of the same feather now. The same thing they did to you, you want to do to them. You sit down, you wish them bad, you wish them death, you wish them all form of evil. The same thing they are, you are becoming. That's how Satan wants life to be for most Christians. If he want to get you, he tries all he can do to get to your heart. To affect the quality of your person. The thing the person did to you, is it genuine? Yes! What they did was wickedness. But what you are doing now, is it right? No. Okay, Pastor, what should I do? After all this wickedness, let it go. You mean I should just forget about it? Hell yes, forget about it. Forget about it. Just like that without revenging? Yes. That's how it's supposed to be. Pastor, I should not do anything? Yes. Okay, should I live with the people? It doesn't mean you should live with the people. But forget about it. The Bible says, oh no man, nothing but to love them. Are you listening? You have to love, you've been mandated by God to love everybody. He didn't say everybody should be your friend, but he said you should love everybody. Meaning you should not wish anybody death. Any bad thing. Else you are not a Christian, no. If you are here and there's somebody you wish evil, and when you hear you get joyous, you are not a Christian. Love is that seal of perfection. If you can walk in love, that affirms you a Christian. You know, there are some people who want to become successful to prove a point to other people. Have you seen people like that? The reason I want to make it is so that when I make it, they will know who is the day. Amen? Nine day against my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters. Oh, sorry, my uncles, my whatever are against me. You know, all of them are thinking my father will not be successful. They are wishing that his children will not be successful. All of them will suffer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you heard people talk like that? My uncle and his children are against our family. My uncle and my father have a problem. They don't talk. They think I'm wayward. So I want to be successful to prove to them. If you want to be successful to prove to anybody, you will never become your best. Forget about opposition. Just become your best. Satan said, if you're the son of God, make stone change to bread. Jesus did not do anything. Then what did he say to Jesus? It is written, man shall not live. I mean, what was he saying to Jesus? You know he was quoting scriptures, right? Huh? Let me show you from the Bible. Satan was quoting scriptures. But I'll show you one unique thing that happened. 4:4. Let's see Luke 4:4. I want his rendition. It's better for me. We'll try to close soon, okay? Don't worry. And the devil said to him, if you are the son of God, command stone to become bread. Verse 4. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by what? But by what? Satan knows scriptures. Oh. Just watch and see. Not the truth of scriptures. To quote Bible like some Christians quote. He knows. Next part of scripture. Then the devil taking him up on a high mountain showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of a time. Next part of scripture. He then said, all authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me. And I give to you to whomever I wish. Next part of scripture. He then says, therefore, if you will worship me, if you worship before me, all will be yours. Next part of scripture. And Jesus answered and said to him, Jesus as a man was using the scriptures too. Hope you are aware. Get behind me, Satan. No, this is not where. Is this the second temptation? Huh? Yes, it's the second. Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Next. This is the second one. Then he brought him up to Jerusalem. It is written, it is written. They were doing it is written. Set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down from here. Then see what Satan will say. It is written. Are you seeing that? Satan is saying it is written. That's why the Bible says the later kill it. For some people say it's in the Bible, blah, 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 blah. You know, some people, they just look at the Bible. It is written that is their own cup of tea. They are stuck at it is written. He shall give his angels charge, he's quoting scripture, over you to keep you. That's what is written. But remember, the later kill it. It is the spirit that giveth life to scriptures. Jesus now told him that that's not what the scripture meant. Jesus now gives him rhema, what the written word means. Next part of scripture. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Next part of scripture. And Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said. Now, he didn't say it is written. He said, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So, you see, Jesus broke the scripture to him. Even though it is written that if you blah, 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 he said, doing it, he will save you if you are in a situation. But you should not try to tempt him, whether it will work or not. If you are in a situation, what Satan quoted from scriptures will happen. He can guide you. I remember Travis Green. I was listening to his song one time. He was sharing a testimony. Minister Travis Green, who sings gospel songs. He said when he was a child, he fell from a staircase or something, a building. And he remembered while he was falling, a hand held him. Can you people remember that testimony? He said a hand held him. And he didn't die. He said he told his mom, I don't know what happened, but I remember while I was falling, there was a hand that held me. You see, God protected him while he was falling. But he did tell himself, let me fall so that I will see whether God will protect me. Else, what are you doing? You are tempting God. So Jesus is like, even though it's written, doing it of your own accord is tempting God. Like some people that want to enter lions then to prove to other people that God will save them like he saved Daniel. Was it Daniel that decided to enter lions then? It was a situation that put Daniel in the lion's den. You too, the day people will be wicked about you, towards you and try to put you in a tough situation, God will take you out of the situation. It may not be a literal lion's den. It may be a terrible situation. God will deliver you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Of course, in the New Testament, the code is that you bounce back because you've been delivered. So when you get into a trouble, you bounce back because your nature is like a ball. Your nature, like a ball. You throw it, it hits there, it comes back. You've been delivered. So when you are faced with trouble, you bounce out of that trouble into freedom. Because you've been delivered in the New Testament. You're not going to be delivered. The Bible says we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. That is why any situation you are faced with, you come out of it. Because you've been delivered. Now in the Old Testament, the Bible said, God will deliver the righteous from every trouble. That's the Old Testament. In the New Testament, you have been delivered. Say, I've been delivered. Different. But Simon, but I'm being faced with challenges. You've been delivered. Expect yourself to come out from the situation. Are you all here? Even if you had any challenge, expect yourself to come out. This lady is sleeping. She doesn't even know she's sleeping. Are you here? That's good. You are here, right? Glory. You caught the last thing I said. In the other room, you see it. Say, I've been delivered. Glory to God. Say, I've been delivered from the spirit of sleep in the name of Jesus. I like how Precious put her hand on her head. Because she was closing her eye. When I said that, she did like this. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. So I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. You saw in the first service in John 5, Jesus asked the man who was by the pool, what was the case? He had the case of leprosy for 30 something years, 38 years, right? The Bible said Jesus came to him and said, do you want to get well? That was the question. What did he say? Well, I've been here, nobody put me in the water, blah 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 blah. People pass and they match me. And then Jesus asked him a simple question. Do you want to get? Because he was thinking that the only way to get well is to get into the pool. Living water. Speaking to him. And he thought living water should mean a pool. You know, in the Old Testament, we're in the shadows. In the New Testament, we're in the object of the shadows. We have a complete understanding of what the shadows mean. I told you that when you see a shadow of myself, you can't tell the details of everything on me from my shadows, can you? But when you see me, you can tell the details of everything you are seeing in shadows. So you see, water and every kind of thing they were practicing in the Old Testament were shadows of the original, who is Jesus in the New Testament. And that's why Jesus is the end of every lawish juridistic practice. So you see, in the New Testament, we don't deal with water. We don't use water. We don't use any object. Because Jesus is the object of everything we had practiced and shadows in the Old Testament. If anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. Not if anybody is dipped in water. We use that to practicalize the meaning of it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you understanding me? It's not supposed to be a tough thing to understand at all. You know, it's difficult to believe because it has been a practice over the years. But when light comes, the Bible speaking, Jesus said in the book of Acts, he said, in the days of ignorance, I was quiet. I neglected some things. I allowed some things to slide. You're wondering, we practice some wrong things, yet we saw the power of God. Jesus said, in the days of ignorance. Of course, when people did not understand, you don't expect God not to be merciful. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? If there was no revelation, God will still get the sick healed. But when God gives you the privilege to hear the truth and know the truth, you can't go back to the practices. For me, God has given me the privilege to understand the truth. That is why I don't put anybody in water in this church. Now, you may go to other places. Probably they've seen it and are not ready to accept it yet. For some, they have not seen it. It doesn't mean they are bad people. Are you listening to me? But the moment you see the truth, allow the truth to make you free. Are you listening to me? Very important. So you see, in the New Testament, we don't use all of the objects. We don't care about objects. We don't use handkerchiefs. We don't use water. We don't use salt. We don't use anything. Are you listening? Because Jesus is the object. That is why in scriptures there, Jesus asked him, do you want to be well? He was now pointing all his answers to the water. The reason I can't get in the water is because of this. The reason I can't get in the water is because of... Jesus is like, do you want to be well? Because he's the living water. And according to their culture, an angel will steer that water every once in a year. And when they get inside, they were going to be healed. And listen, all of them were getting healed. All of them. None of them entered that water without getting healed. That's the most interesting part of that story. They got healed. Are you people listening to me? Yes, meaning they saw results. But are they supposed to keep on following the practice because they saw results? Hallelujah. They are not supposed to keep on following the practices because they saw results. The result validates wisdom. It's not true. Moses was said to just speak to the rock. And you know, there's always a contention here. By Moses speaking to the rock, God meant that he should hit the rock once. But Moses struck the rock with anger. Pwah! Hit it wrong. I think twice. Pwah! Pwah! He said, just hit its mouth small. Because of anger. People were like, we want water. You would have left us in Egypt. Somebody who left everything to carry these people. He left his stature. Moses was a big boy. Bible said, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. He was the son of Pharaoh. He had all kind of wealth at his disposal. He can go to any country by choice with servants, with convoy. But he decided to follow Jesus. You know, we are mostly taught that when you follow Jesus, you have the convoy and all the cars. Do you know Jesus can take you out of your convoy and say, start trekking and follow me before you get to the convoy again? Because the convoy is in the wrong location. Did people get what I just said? Yes. They were not supposed to be slaves in Egypt. They are children of God. But they were slaves. And some of the slaves in Israel were big boys. Some of the Israelites were big boys in Egypt. They were not suffering. Do you know even the food they were eating was good? And when we say these guys were slaves, don't think that they were suffering in their entirety. Some of them who were slaves in that kingdom were big boys. They were given positions. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But God said that's not enough. You are not destined to be under. You are destined to be on top. So he said, Moses, take my people out from this nation. When Moses got plugged into his identity, understood that he is one of God. God's people.
What then happened?
And see how the call of God comes upon somebody's life. See what Moses was enjoying. See the kind of enjoyment. The guy was a big boy. He had Lamborghini. He had private jet. In our days, Moses can be compared to somebody that has every kind of car he wanted. Son of Pharaoh, you know what that means? When there's lack everywhere, the guy is not in lack. A big boy. Some people used to worship Pharaoh. In fact, they say Moses was a god in their nation. Bible says when God spoke to him, he walked in faith and said, okay, from now on, henceforth, the bye to the private jet. So those songs you sing, goodbye world. Hope you know sometimes you are leaving cars. You are plugged into one man somewhere. The man has finished paying your bills, you know, your schooling. He got you some cars and some houses. And then you met Jesus. You are now born again. Look at everything this man has done for you. He has given you cars, houses, lands. You own several businesses in the state. You can travel to Saudi Arabia, US, UK, anytime you wish. Free visa. And one young boy comes and preaches Jesus. And you fall a victim to Jesus. Then the first thing God will tell you is leave everything. He said, God, you should understand. Mm-mm. Like Mary Magdalene, pour everything at the feet of the master. Don't think that if somebody is living one kind of life, if they become born again, God will understand and say, no, you have touched wealth. It will not be good that we... No, you are starting from scratch again. Are you listening to me? Moses took these people, carried them, face Pharaoh. Pharaoh, let God's people go. And you know why Moses had the impetus? Because God works like that. He, listen, if you have not stayed around royalty, you will not know how to confront royalty. The reason why God allowed Moses to stay in the palace and was raised in the palace so that he can confront people in high places. Moses, yes, was moved by faith, but Moses had a good orientation from the basics. He grew in royalty. He saw abundance. He woke up and will enter Pharaoh's house and say, Daddy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Everybody saw him as a god. He saw him as a daddy. So when God said, go and tell Pharaoh, he went because he was not scared of Pharaoh. He was used and familiar with Pharaoh. To Pharaoh. Are you listening to me? When God wanted to help David, he told David, when he anointed David king, he told David to go and serve in the palace. Not in the village, in the palace. He said, go and serve. You are the king, but go and serve another king in the palace. Be used to your environment. Get used to royalty. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Where do you want to get to? What kind of business are you thinking of? Serve the person that has it. Go around that environment. Familiarize yourself with people in that level. Are you listening to me? Very important. That's what God does to people that he wants to use in the Old Testament. From the Old Testament, I mean. He takes them to that kind of environment he wants them to confront. Before he gives them an assignment. And so, Moses was able to confront Pharaoh and see how he saw God's power. After all of these things he dared to do, everything they saw, these people saw God's power. They saw rod chained to snake, swallowed up their snake. They saw Red Sea parted. Red Sea parted, oh. Think about it. Imagine you are one of the Israelites. You saw God parted Red Sea. Like it was dry ground. You know, some of you be like, that lie, oh, I'm not going to ever joke with God after that thing. Listen, some of your brothers and sisters, they joke with God after that thing. That's what you think. God, if you do this one for me, I swear I go follow you. I swear to you. After he does it, you know, I sat down one time, I was telling my wife, I said, think about when you thought having a laptop was the best thing that would happen to you. You now had a laptop. Then what? You now thought of having an iPhone 13. You had the iPhone 13. And so what? As long as you are carnally conscious, you will never be satisfied. Nothing can satisfy you. And so Moses, after the children of Israel passed the Red Sea, as if it was dry, the first bridge in the universe, God did it in less than 10 seconds. They walked on it. When the Egyptians tried it, they were drowned. After everything, after 2 days, these people started shouting for Moses. Hey, this wilderness is so cold. You have mind. A man that did hand like this, see, parted. And God wanted him to be the showman. He wanted Moses to be the actor. So he told Moses, the reason why God wanted to use Moses is so that these people will fear Moses. So yet, they did not fear. Look at the consideration. These people cannot even consider. They know Moses to be a big boy. He left everything. Yet they are telling Moses, why did you not even leave us in Egypt? What of the Moses? What if he never even came for you? Is he in your level in Egypt? People can be terrible. We always tell pastors, if you want to know what is happening in your life and ministry, go and read Moses and the people. You'll be so consoled. You say, what did Moses see? I never see. It's the truth. After just a few days later, they were like, there's so much cold. See how God pampered these people. Then what did God give them? He created warmer, natural warmer from heaven. Fire by night. Cloud by day. As coal will be plenty in the wilderness, fire will just be burning around them. The glory of God literally will be burning. And they'll be sleeping and be happy. The next moment there's no food, calm down. The God that parted the Red Sea and caused fire by night can give you food. Mm-mm. Moses, you'd have left us in Egypt. Any small thing. Moses, you'd have left us in Egypt. Moses will go and cry to God. Food came, manna. God did miracle. He just gave them food. And when he gave them food, he now told them, don't keep some for the next day. Me that gave you food from nowhere can still give you another one from nowhere. They kept it. It became alcoholic. That's why God is against alcohol. He never wanted the existence of alcohol. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at how stubborn these people are. In the daytime, when there's heat, there will not be natural AC. Not the one they put in your rooms, though. Natural AC. Imagine you are walking and AC is blowing you. In Makodi. That's how those guys were enjoying. Yet, after a small moment, there was no water. Be patient. Mm-mm. You'd have left us in Egypt. How can you bring us with no water to drink? Listen, with the AC. Why will Moses not be angry? Oh my God. That's why I started having both spiritual and natural fear for God. It was from that scripture. Why was God angry with Moses? God not saying, Moses, you not enter the problem for being angry. It's wrong. Why will he not be angry? I left enjoyment to carry these bloody civilians in the wilderness, give them everything they need, left everything, and yet any small thing, they will not shout on you. It's me they will be shouting on and saying you would have left us. Moses was angry. God said, hit his mouth. Because why now? See, the people wicked. At a point in scripture, God said, you are, is it wicked to me? He told God or something. He said, because you put the burden of the people upon me. He saw that as sorrow. Because of the burden of the people, Moses was like, I wish it was not me. Every sincere pastor in his walk with God was in this place in their life. There are some times that the pastor will feel like, we have entered this thing, it's too late. If I had known, I wish I'm not the person God will use. Meet most sincere pastors will tell you, I wish I can sit down like this people and be hearing another pastor. I'll be very dedicated in that ministry. But I don't want to be the one that God will use. Because the burden of the people is so much of a burden. Just water to drink. Water to drink. They started shouting. Moses hit it. My point is this. The result came out. But the procedure was wrong. Are you listening to me? It came out. And they were drinking the water. Do you know after that they still complained? AC, everything, blah, 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 they complain. That's why even you can complain if you are not careful. You can be having ben hand like this or legs scattered. We'll speak words, it will be straight. You will give testimony in this church. If you are not careful, you one day will say the miracles in this church are fake. Like a pastor that they say left Dunamis, one funny young man. I saw the video. I just told my wife, I said, those things, don't even watch them. They are very foolish people. They truly exist. I said, just, when she sent the link, I said, just forget. Because she was shocked. How can somebody be this wicked? You know, we were not trying to analyze the video whether the person was right. We know it's false. You know, there's some kind of things we already know. If somebody say, Pastor Chris, miracle is fake. We know you are under spiritual debt. You are in spiritual debt. Because if you are really full of the Holy Spirit, you will sense the anointing. People that don't believe are people that they are doing miracles. You don't sense the power of God. I say, B, I don't believe. Because if you are really walking in the anointing, I should be able to, it's like electricity. I should be able to connect. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Simple and short. So we're not trying to analyze whether the man of God was right or wrong. We just knew he's fake. And of course, the man of God they were accusing is not a victim of the accusation. So I told her, forget about him. Before we know it, some revelations started happening. And they said the guy was in the church. He was even a pastor in the church. His wife testified against him. That's the greatest form of testimony you can ever have. His wife came and testified against him. She said he was a pastor. And Dr. Paul NHL healed one of their sons. In fact, there was a testimony he shared. That's the pastor accusing Dr. Paul now. Of their son that had a hole in the heart or something. Some of you saw it, right? Hole in the heart. If I'm making a mistake, you correct me. And they now ask him in the interview. You see that foolish guy doing that interview? He's a foolish human being. If you like, be plugging into those channels and hearing those rubbish. He's in hell living on it. That one is just looking for it. He has already. See, you can't be. Your job cannot be job description, man of God. They created you. You now say, I want to face my death. Sorry, I want to face my man of God. You are finished. You are looking at Nigeria. Most of these funny people cannot face Nigeria and talk to them. Try Tinubu. Just call people to come and testify. There are plenty of evidence. They are choke. Call them to come and testify against Tinubu. The next day, you know where you'll be. In hell. But because pastors are very cheap to their eyes, any smart pastors, he has used more than 3 people to talk against that man of God. 3 people. What are you looking for? Are you here tonight? Saying all forms of rubbish. I mean, last night I was even seeing another one. I said, what is wrong with this guy? The interviewer has a problem. He's the one looking for these people. And misery like companion. All of them are miserable. And I was shocked where the man of God now, I'm calling him man of God. The fraudster now said Dr. Paul was for the first him to give the testimony. What a stupid saying. That his son was never having hole in the heart. They forced him to give the testimony. What impetus. I know some of you are wondering, how did somebody, if you think I'm lying, go and check the video. If you see the man, the way he looks gentle, and now with his dada and everything, you'll be wondering, how did this person change from this to this? People can change. That's what the Bible says, guard your heart with what? Not something, all the, be careful what gets into your heart. If not what used to be a blessing one day, you curse it. Be careful of your company, of the people you keep around you. Some of you, that's why you are still victims of circumstances. The kind of people you have around you. Always talking against other people, not just men of God. You have people who never see good in other people. You are a victim. Anything successful, they criticize it. anything successful, they talk against it. Because they've already registered that they can never be successful themselves. Are you listening to me? Never make anointed men your topic. It's not your business. Never make it. Why did he divorce his wife? Why you are being foolish. I never trained you like that here. Thank God you all know me. Why did he do this one? Why did he shout while he was preaching? Why did he? It's not your business. David speaking in scripture, he says some things are so high for us. There are some matters that are very high for us. There are some matters that are called high matters. You remove your hand from them. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Very important. Don't join the world to criticize the people God has selected. It is a devil's scheme. The devil is trying so hard to frustrate the work of God. And I tell you the truth, this is why some people are victims of circumstances today. Because their mouth has testified against their life. Remember the story in the Old Testament? David and his mighty men. He raised mighty men. And they were so loyal to him. They wanted to kill for David because he picked these guys from the street and made them great people. They can kill for David. And one time, David's enemy, which was King Saul. But because the hand of the Lord was upon him, Samuel had anointed him king, David was scared of him. He considered Saul sacred to God because the hand of God was upon Saul. And as long as Saul was king, even though Saul was not doing what was right to David, he was careful. Because you're not supposed to touch the Lord's anointed. And even though he had the opportunity to kill Saul, Saul was coming to kill him, remember? Remember? He had the opportunity to kill Saul. What did he do? He refrained. He ran away. He cut his shirt and went far. And said, see, I cut your shirt. I had the opportunity to kill you, but I will not do it because you are anointed. Do you know Saul still stood up and was going to kill him? He was still looking for somebody that had the opportunity to kill him and spare him and yet wanted to still kill him. That's why you observe that even if people do bad to us most times, we don't even talk against them. We can be annoyed, but we keep our mouth shut. Because that's how we're trained. Are you listening to me? Very important. Especially when they are men of God. And alas, one of the soldiers killed King Saul. He choked him and killed him. And he brought the result to David. I've killed your enemy today. Oh, glory to God. And what did David say to him? He said, your mouth today has testified against your life. He collected his sword and choked the guy for killing King Saul. Be dead. Now, somebody say, that one was physical. Thank God, though. Now it's spiritual. Even now, your mouth can testify against your life. Don't talk ill of good things, else you will never get those good things. Never talk bad of nice things. In fact, the Bible says, whatsoever is nice, wonderful, of good report, he said, think of them. Think of them. You see something good, somebody else has the result. Be excited. Genuinely excited. If you are angry, you are a victim. There's a saying that says, if God gets your neighbor blessed, maybe gives your neighbor something, then God is in the neighborhood. It will soon be your turn. Are you listening? So you get excited, not angered. I have a fake one, should they wear? That gold, well, I see, not fake one. Especially ladies, not fake. That girl, if you buy something, we're not real. That wig, not fake. Let be human hair. Now fake one. You know they say acid shine. Who dash monkey banana? And probably it's the real one. But you just cannot believe that that lady can buy real wig because you have juku on your head currently. You want wig, low key, but you're like, no, it does not matter. You see, we are the virtuous women. It's not by hair. After all, genuine men are not looking for ladies with wig. They're looking for all back. You don't have money to do this thing. I am not genuinely happy. It's not like you don't want a wig. You want it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Are you listening? The motive is what is more important. We may have said that, but if you 1 week, don't be using that thing we said to be covering up. You must not have weak, blah, blah, but you 1 week, low-key. Be genuinely happy for the ones that have weak. You know you can genuinely have your wig if you want your wig. It's not a problem if you buy your wig. You can buy a wig of 1 million after you're done with partnership and the rest. It's not a problem. Imagine you carry partnership on your head. That's a problem. Say God forbid. There's a partner. You have no partner. You are arranging 300 to buy a wig. When you have no, your partnership is just 250. If you are really led by the Spirit, He will instruct you to carry that money and partner. Like He's telling some of you now, as you are looking at me. Carry your wig money and partner. And God will give you wig. Week in, week out. In the name of Jesus. I'm saving to buy one shoe. It's 150K. What's your partnership? 100K. Then you say, I exhort you. Do you know God too will lift His hand and sing it to you? Because you are a God. Yes, I exhort you. I exhort. Is you I exhort? Because you are fake. You are fake. I was sharing with the leaders yesterday. Imagine somebody, he wants to do something, but he now choose the option of putting God first. You chose your need first. You now think God will sit in heaven and say, no problem, grace covers it all. Calvary covers it all. It's only your sin and shame, they said. Think about it. It is givers that never lack, not receivers. If you think it's a joke, don't give. God cannot look at somebody who has been given and bless you over that person. It's not possible. If you like, go and hear all the teachings on righteousness. It doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. If you truly understand you are righteous, you give. Now, I'm not teaching on giving. I'm just adding that. It's the truth. Because one of the hardest things for believers to do in this generation especially, is giving. That's why when we hear somebody talk against giving, we are happy. It's true. It is no we that wrote that givers never lack. It's God that said givers never lack. The thing does not make sense, but who wrote it? God. In scriptures, if God, before God gave to anybody, they gave. Look at your Bible. Mention one person that received without giving scriptures. Before God gave, they gave. If He wants to help them, He will tell them to give. Even the widow woman, He said she should give. Because that's His wisdom. It is giving that takes you out of poverty, not emotions, not crying. It's a hard truth. It's true anyway. You know, in my walk with God, I understand that it is not people that have money that give. There are a lot of people that have money that cannot give. Giving is a grace. To be liberal. That's how the Bible calls it. Have you seen people who don't have, but yet they always want to give? Even before they have, they want to give. Those people never walk in lack. I'll never forget this statement I heard from one of my in-laws. She was saying, and we're complaining that people are taking advantage of you. People are taking advantage of you. And while they were complaining, she said, nobody's taking advantage of me. It was just like a normal conversation, but I learned something in the conversation. She said, nobody's. You know, it was so painful. They had to be talking. People are taking. She said, nobody's taking advantage of me. I know exactly what I'm doing. And that is why I will never stop being blessed. You see, I attach emotion to the statement. I will never stop being blessed. I said, let's just leave that woman the way she is. She has seen her secret. You can't convince her out of it. That even if you lie, she will say, I know he's lying, but I'll give. she has found what works for her. You, what works for you? Receiving. Is it receiving that makes you wealthy? You just arrange your trap. If I call firstborn, call auntie, call the younger sister. One go enter. Brother Simon, blah, 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 for school, buy uniform. Auntie Mimi, blah, 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 blah. Auntie Mary, blah, 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 blah. One go enter. If Brother Simon will not send, Auntie Mimi will send, Sister Mary will send. Flora, it's not you I'm talking to. Neither am I talking to Micah. But one person will fall in the trap. And truly, maybe one will, if you are lucky that day, all will fall. But I'm very sure the kind of family I come from, one will fall or two. All does not fall at the same time. I trust Mary, she will ask all the questions. Which uniform? Hallelujah to Jesus. If you keep on behaving like that, you know, some of you are old, you have finished school and 400 level, you still are setting trap. That's how you get money. Daddy, I'm writing project. I need 38,000 to buy rat. So that when we buy rat, we'll tear for the practical. Rat of 38,000. Rat that if you set trap, you will catch. Which people used to even sell rat to you people? Because you can employ some of us, we'll catch these rats for you guys. If that rat is 330K, we can catch it for you people. There's trap. You people don't know. Give us the opportunity. You know, I had one uncle that would take me to go and catch rat those days in Kaduna. He would just set trap and hit bush. Oh my God. What you be hearing? Pew, 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 pew. He has catched like 50. And when he comes home, it's jubilation. Celebration. I started eating rat from like 5 years, maybe 6 years. Because of that uncle. When he left us, we stopped eating rats. Me that was apprentice. Linan sent me one time to go and catch. Before I went, I came back that I did not see. Ah. Yeah, but I hear people do those lies. Eh? We want to buy cadaver, rat cadaver. That's it. Some can lie. Sir, daddy, the book, they say we should buy it. They say it's 10 bucks. How much is the book? 25,000, sir. Yeah? Book of 3.5. And you see, they don't feel bad. They feel it's righteous. It's our time. If you don't lie, you will not get it. See, only when I come to school, I used to have money. If I'm at home, nobody used to give me money. Why? Because you do dubious things to get the money. Am I lying? Am I lying? All liars will go to hell. That's what this is saying that says that. And there is no holy lie. Hope you know that. As long as you are always, you know, some of you, let me say this to you. You know why you are still victims? You're 2K. You know, you are even waiting for people to be successful so that you'll be successful. In fact, you can't pray to God and say, God, I thank you, I'm walking in the billions. You are thanking God for somebody else. Lord, I thank you because you are blessing my elder brother and my elder sister, so that when they have money, they can give me. What of you? Can't you start having the money yourself? Some of you now, if you think of what to eat next week, it's your elder brother's face you see. Your auntie's face. You don't used to see yourself. You know one thing that helped me? When I told my dad I want to do ministry, he wanted me to go to the military. So I told him I wanted to do ministry. One of the things he told me, he said, you're on your own. In fact, he told me this slogan. He said, when God calls a person, he provides provision. He said, because you want to do ministry, you're on your own. So when he told me that statement, it's not like he meant it to, because he used to call me and send me money sometimes. I started gathering my school fees. When they saw, I will just gather school fees. I will pay school fees. You will not call. I did not pay your school fees. How far? Send your account. I will send and collect my school fees that I paid. But I was not waiting anymore. My house rent. I remember I was telling my wife, I start saving for my house rent from the day I entered the new house. I start saving. I will save. And when it's time to pay, I will observe I have the money before 2 months. I will pay all my landlords in this town. They like me. I have plenty landlords. Oh my God. Remedia, I was in the house. 100 level, I was in another house. 200 level, I changed house. I used to change house very well. If you ask some of the people that are your friends, they'll say, I used to be in their compound. I really entered plenty houses. Especially new house. If I just see that the house is new, I always used to go, I like new house. Hallelujah to Jesus. It helped my mindset. If my father wants to pay everybody's school fees, he calls me. Simon, please check the school fees of everybody. I want to send it through your account. My sisters had to be calling me and warning me not to be collecting their school fees. See, not they collect my school fees again. Oh, I want to collect them by myself. I don't like this kind of thing at all. And I know your school fees because I will check the portal. When I see your school fees, I will send your school fees to you. If you want to pay your school fees, fine. If you don't want to pay, fine. One time my dad called me and said, Mary said, what book is 10,000? Simon, my son, please help me go and find out. When I went to find out, the book was not up to even 3,000. So I gave the good information. Daddy, there is no book in that department that is 10,000. He said, thank you, my blessed son. Me, I don't used to lie. That's why I'm teaching you not to lie. What of Expo? If you are doing Expo, you are a victim. You are not a victor. Can you boldly carry that result and say, God Almighty, I thank you? Can you boast before men and God with your result? Huh? As long as you are doing your neck like this in exams, you are a victim. Born again. Born again is in exam. Someone that is inviting people to glory carriers is doing neck like Ache Alpha. Alpha, may unbelievers no pass us. I beg. Show this. Show this thing. A believer is formation. See, we glory carriers will sit here. See, anybody that is not in choir should not sit here. We should help ourselves. Mercy sits here. Kira, dear, so that in case I do my eye like this, you shift it like this. Oche be here. You be there. Nobody, anybody who know there, our church, make you no sit there around us. Holy copy. It's a sin, oh. Mercy and Kira, you here? You know, one time Mercy confessed to me that they used to do holy sin. Mercy, is he a lie? He did not tell me. but okay, do you people not do it? You people, do you do it? Yes or no? You see. Before, thank you. Before, last semester is still before. Do you understand? So you see, believers do these things, they do it. Now, God is not saying go and start year one again. There's nothing like restitution in the kingdom. Nobody can pay for their sin. See, you know what that means? You go back to 100 level. What is 100 level? Go back to your life from the beginning. All the meat you have stolen, go and start that life again. Unsteal the stealing. You can't pay for your sin. You can't pay for your sin. Who can pay for their sin? Nobody. In fact, there are some bad things. You are forgotten some of your sin. If God reminds you of all your sin, can you pay for it? Imagine you stole meat. How do you carry that meat you stole that time? Go back to the pot and put that same... Will you vomit the meat? That's rubbish of that doctrine. I had a cosmetic in the university that went back to start 100 level. When he came back from... And I called him and said, what happened? He said, sir, it's restitution, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, no, let me explain this thing to you. You don't go back to 100 level. I said, you go back to primary school. Have you ever teached in primary school? He said, yes. I said, you go back there. You write exams again with your school uniform. He said, Pastor Simon, are you joking with me? I said, I mean it. Then I got offended. I said, why would you behave like this? Don't you have sense? You wasted your time. Now we're in 300 level, we're in 100 level in the name of restitution. Are you okay? Can you pay for your sin? Now, that doesn't mean some of you who are sinning should be enjoying your sin. Because if you are doing it, you are not wise. The Bible says, if you know God, you will not continue in your sin. That's why when I did Mass and Computer, most of you, if you ask about me, they will tell you, I never did my head like this in the exam hall. I never accepted, even though it was the bloodiest exam, I never did it. Till I graduated. A 400 level I was stretching, I changed my seat. The guy was a spillover student. He said, I hear say come. I hear say be pastor. I turned my head. He said, see, you better open this thing well. I don't get problem with pastor. I just did eye to the invigilator because he's my friend. I said, please change me. Oh. I'm in trouble. They carried me to the first. I changed. You know, when I was in Remedia, somebody was copying me. I'll never forget. He was copying one biology exam. As he was copying, the man came, held the script, tore it. I said, God, what did I put myself into? Then somehow he now passed me. I said, God, from this day henceforth, I will never align. Because the guy said, Pastor Simon, he was telling me, you are not giving me. I'm just the one looking at it. So you are not the one in the scene. He was telling me the thing and doing it. He said, I'm the one that is doing the scene, sir. Don't worry. So I left it because he's the one doing the scene. And I just imagine he's not copying. I'm just writing and somebody is singing and I'm not aware. Are we together? Stop cheating in exams. It's bad. It's so funny how people that cheat in exams make up, they just become good friends all of a sudden. That's your union. I don't know where you used to get it from. Sometimes it's even post-UTME. You never knew yourself before. Post-UTME, that's when some people started cheating. See, Alpha, you know biology. I know physics. We don't know each other. But let's help ourselves. You see, kind of cooperation. First day meeting, there's cooperation. Even jam, people do cooperation. You see that question about atomicity? Which one will be for your number? Jam thought they are changing question. Nigerians have understood the trick. Your number one is my number 10. The answer is... And you know Nigerians are blessed people. I heard somebody describing crime. He said crime is intelligence finding an avenue for manifestation within a very wrong atmosphere of leadership under oppression. I said, that's beautiful. Nigerians are intelligent people. That doesn't mean you should do crime. You know, if we see the crime, we should see the intelligence somehow. It is because we are so intelligent that we are full of crime. But now we should change that crime into the right thing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? What will make a man sell a club from Nigeria? Sell a club, a football club. How? They even sent money. Hush puppy. You sell a football club. How? No meeting. It's a mystery. Did they do meeting before they sold the club? They sat down. When they were sending the money, they saw the club's account. Spoke with the manager. Sent money. They sent a receipt. Came to club. Club were like, what is happening here? Who sold you club? That's how they trace. It took intelligence to even find that crime. They had to look for people who are intelligent to catch that person. See, I don't believe ICT-wise in the world, Nigerians. I was in Lagos one time to do something. I tried all my best everywhere. I couldn't do it. So I was asking if there were professionals in that aspect. The boy now said, Bros, what do you want to do? I said, I want to drive some things. I've tried most drivers. Instead of they speak English, bring a runner for you. I said, see, I'm not joking here. I've tried drivers. I've tried most of the driver. It's not working. I've even gone to the internet. Most people have put their hands there. It didn't work. Which one is you? What is your ogre? He said, you want me to do it or not? He said, follow me. Where are you? Joe. He just carried me to one lungu. We did not enter any shop. He didn't want his ogre to collect the commission. Just put something in my system. One driver, I never saw that driver in my life. They discovered it. When he just run everything was working. Something I've been trying for more than 2 years. When he finished, I said, how much money? He said, 1.5. I said, no, I'm giving you 5,000. I said, hey, senior man. He was doing like this. I said, no, you'll be senior man. Then I now asked him a question. I said, give me the driver. He said, because you do me well, I will give you. I tell you the truth. He hired those drivers. He gave me the driver. When I came to my college that time, I drive every system that is undrivable. If they said nothing else can drive, just come. They'll say, Pastor Simon, I have one driver. I will drive it. They are intelligent people in this country. Are you listening to me? And no school, no degree. Nothing. If you remember those days we were growing up, some of you remember WAP trick. Ninja loaded. All those things. Some of you were in Ninja loaded for WAEC. Deny it, let me see. 5 minutes before WAEC, the question is there. WAP trick, All of you are doing like you don't know, right? People did not do chokes in your WAEC. Hallelujah. You did not? Ocha, you did not do chokes. Wow. You did not do? You did. She said, no, sir, I did. She says, I'm the chairman. You. There's no need. You did? You did not do chokes in your work? Tinko. You did? I will not be disappointed now. God already knows. So it's not like... You know, many of us did. I have one friend, we became born again together. Do you know what he said when he became born again? He said, thank God, say I don't finish my egg before I become born again. Oh my God, I will never forget that day in my life. When we became born again, the only thing this guy thanked God for was that he is thanking God that he has already written WAEC before becoming born again. He said, because I can't cheat again, how for take pass WAEC? Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So stop all forms of cheating. Are we together? One last thing before we go. How not to become victims again? Follow the word of God, especially relationship counsels. You don't want to get heartbreaks. Follow God's word. Some of you hate men today, not because of anything. You met the wrong men. 5 different wrong men. All of them give you different brutality. But if you had followed God's word, you'd have not met the wrong people. There's a time for relationship. There's a time for everything. Now that you are supposed to be working on yourself, don't carry your leg and enter a relationship. And when it's time for a relationship, enter. There's no problem. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And God has given you a prescription for a man. Not any kind of man. Not any kind of woman. God said, follow a man that knows Christ. You follow chess, you follow height, and etc. You will be in heights of troubles. Different stratas of troubles. You say, young lady, say, I don't do men. Because of what? They suffered your life. And now you've given up on the name men. So be careful. Are you all listening to me?
Yes,
be careful. Because some of these are inadequacies. Not every man who is a Christian is able to forgive and forget. Sometimes when I hear that ladies are doing, I just pity them. You meet some people who are born again, what they will tell you will blow your mind. You think it's every man that is a man of God that can forgive your iniquity and remember your sin not? He said, dear, before we marry, I want to tell you something. So go ahead, dear. I have committed 5 abortions. Wow. Right on. I've committed this one, that one. I've slept with 25 men. Whoa. Glory to God. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Calvary covers it all. Go ahead. You think it's every man? Some will say, Father, I thank you. Go ahead. Lord, I'm grateful. Go ahead. Please call my line never again in your life. Not everybody. So help yourself. Keep yourself. Are you listening to me? And you save yourself from trouble when you avoid relationships, entering relationships at the wrong time. You save yourself from trouble. I've shared that several times. You know why some of you have useless spec? Useless spec because of your experiences. If you were If you never had those kind of experiences, you will not have those kind of specs. Say, I want a man. You know, I came across a video of a lady on the internet that said she doesn't want to marry a guy that has never had anything to do with a woman. And I said, there are people that don't like guys that never have had anything to do with. He said, no, I don't want to. God forbid, but. She said, God forbid, but. And I said, this one is a Jezebel. You see, because she has had several experiences, she doesn't want somebody who is just a Jew boy. But you see, if you kept yourself, you want somebody who never knew nothing like you. Sir. Whatever experience two of you have the first time becomes your experience, the utmost experience. Sir. But if you are coming from experiences, you'll be looking for one with experiences. I'm speaking in mysteries, but I hope you're understanding me. Sir. How to avoid those things is to leave, avoid entering what? Wrong relationships. Because if you enter a relationship, you don't know where you're going to. The only thing that will happen there is sex. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are saying, I love you. You people don't know where you're going to. It's only sex. But except you know where you're going to, only sex. And that way, you are destroying yourself. The Bible says, when you commit the sin of immorality, you sin against your body. Are you listening to me? A word is enough. This is how to save yourself being victims. I started in the first service. This is another dimension of saving yourself from being victims rather than being what? Victors. Bow your heads and pray. Thank God for His word. Give Him praise. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. It's a light for our paths, a lamp for our feet, and our lives will never remain the same again at the hearing of your word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.